This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and I love this season. Tis the season to get crafty with Gina Tepper. Woohoo! It's Christmas time and Hanukkah time and holiday time, New Year's, and it's the land of glittery goodness. And I just, you know me, I just love to make everything as happy and as cheerful and fun as possible for the kids. And since they are home and they need stuff to do, why not enlist their help and make a table that they can take pride in too. When your family comes over and your friends come over and they see, you know, what the kids have done, the kids stand up a little straighter. They have that little sense of pride. And also when you're giving gifts, it's so nice to put gifts under the tree and then hand them out when they've been specially gift wrapped with, you know, put that extra touch of love, and you've done something to make it just a little even more special with the gift wrapping. And so Gina is my favorite go-to for how to make the perfectly gift wrapped present. So I'm really looking forward to hearing those tips. But right before we start this, Gina, I want to make sure, because I know people love to get these visuals, where our listeners can find you online. So if they want to put a face and some pictures with what's going on here, where do they go?
They can go to ginatepper.com. And also you can go through my website to find all of my YouTube videos, because I post something weekly and I'm really starting to have a lot of the stuff that I am talking about right now. If you don't see anything, just text me or email me through the site, and I will send you pictures. I do that all the time. Like, how do you do this? What did you use? What size box? I will tell you all of that, because I love this stuff so much that I'm happy to share.
So. Well, that's why we love having you so much, Gina. You're so passionate about it, and you really do try to make it so that people like me, who like to dabble in being crafty but aren't, you know, innately crafty, try to make it user friendly and fun, and so that we can use things that are already in our house or that aren't going to break the bank, and recycling and that kind of stuff is important too for the values that we're teaching our kids, to be able to show them, you know, look, you don't have to spend a fortune to make something beautiful or to have some fun and, you know, for an afternoon that you have off school. So we appreciate that. Now let's get into our gift wrapping. Give us some of your great tips on how to make
I used to be
special.
One of these people that would go and spend $100 on gift wrap and accents. And I'm like, why am I doing that? That is silly. And everyone said, oh, I wrap the best presents. But then I started to use stuff I had around the house or not spend as much money, not even near that, and do stuff a little different, make everything different, and people love it even more. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. And the other thing I say is, you're afraid to use the same wrapping that you have every year. I love to throw a gift wrapping party. This is a great thing, because I don't know about you, but I wait until the last minute to wrap my gifts a lot. And get some people together and have them bring stuff. Have them bring some reused things, some stuff they have around the house, old buttons and yarn and old gift wrap. And then you can swap and you can be creative together and make some cookies and have some fun. And it's amazing, because people get really frustrated with gift wrap. Oh, that's a chore. It's not a chore. It's fun. Make it a party. Make it fun, you know. So that's one of my ideas to just make it a little more festive. But this is what I say. You're shopping a lot. There are some absolutely beautiful shopping bags out there that you can, I love shopping bag gift wrap. And what I like to do is take the beautiful paper. Now, you don't want the store name on it, because they're like, oh, you bought it from here. No. You just, like, some of the stores have gorgeous gift bags. And I just cut them and use them, or even glue the pieces together, and I can make beautiful gift wrap out of it. And also, one of my little tricks is you take the handle and you can unravel it, and it's like a ribbon. It's really cool looking, actually. And you can even add some paint to it, and it's really pretty. I mean, I have examples of how to do this, and people freak out. They're like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. It's really cool. So I do that. It's really, really pretty. Now, natural elements. Love to teach the kids about the outdoors, and they love to explore. I love to go outside with the kids and have them gather things and to use for accents on gift wrap. And it's really fun. I like twigs and, like, well, pine cones obviously is great, but just little things they find outdoors. And you can paint them, you can add glitter to them, and use them, attach them to the gift wrap. And it's really pretty. It looks a lot nicer than one of those blob stick-on bows. And it's stuff that they picked, so they like to accent things. They like to,
you know, it's, you know, funny, as I took this piece of advice from you, and I sent my daughter out to get stuff from the yard. She came back, and I was like, whose yard were you in? Like, I didn't even realize those things were in my backyard. And she came up with some really awesome stuff. Like, she found these berries that I didn't know we had that were attached to a cute little twig. And we put those on there. And then we added some cinnamon sticks that I had in the cabinet. And it was right. It was so, so cute. And I loved that, because those are when I get gifts that have those little touches on them, I just feel like somebody went, you know, they just thought about me a little more. And it's so easy to do. And she loved it. She couldn't wait to pass around the gifts that she had wrapped. And, you know, it's just, it's so much fun. I love the natural elements. And I also, you know, something else that we did was we spray painted some of the natural things gold to match what we were doing. That was a really good idea too.
And you can use rocks. I mean, how many times can you find rocks? Decorate the rocks and stuff. I love like pebbles and rocks on gifts. I know that sounds weird, but they're really beautiful. You can really make it pretty. And I just like that. Now, the other thing I like to do, and I know I've told you about this before, but I get such a great response from this, so I'm going to tell you again, how to make pillow boxes from wrapping paper rolls or tissue or paper towel rolls. You just cut it the size that you want and push in both of the ends. And you just decorate it with a piece of ribbon or buttons or whatever you have, and you have a really cute pillow box. So I really like that idea.
Also, and they end up looking great. They end up looking. So do you have a picture of that on your website?
Yes, I do. It's actually on my blog right now. I think it's one of the first things on there, and people love it. Like, when I show people, this is what you can do. Now, how many bags of gift wrap or the gift bags that you've had with worn tissue, and you're like, oh, it's kind of whatever. Now, what I like to do is wrinkle it more. Like, if you have red or you have gold, if I wrinkle it more and wrap a present with it, it almost looks like a gilded or hammered look. It's really pretty, actually. So I like to reuse things and turn it into gift wrap. Now, if you're going to wrap with tissue, don't use tape because it's not very forgiving. Just use some glue. That way you can move it around and everything. But I did some gift wrap with tissue, and it's been... Some people, they think it's like their favorite. They're like, wow, that's really beautiful. The metallics work really nicely. So
yeah, the metallics look gorgeous. We're going to come back with more from Gina Tepper right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.